after the Yom Ha'Aroyim period, and it behooves us to make plans on how we intend to traverse this important period and how to make it most meaningful to us. First thing is that a person always has to know what his goal is, because it's only if one knows his goal that he will be able to attain it in a proper manner. Thus, for example, we find that when it comes to Pesach, the Chachomim felt it was very important not only that we fulfilled the mitzvos, but also that they established what we call a seder, which is 15 steps through which one is to go through the evening of Pesach to fulfill the various mitzvos. Now, if one were to ask, what is the goal of the seder? What is the goal of Pesach? The answer is the 15th step. The 15th step is nirtza. That means that after everything else is done, after we have told the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, after we have eaten Pesach, Matzah, and Moror, the important point is not those individual actions. What is important in the end is those things that we do should become merutza to Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look with favor upon those actions, those mitzvos that we have performed. With regard to the Yom HaNoroyim, one has to ask, what is the goal of the Yontif? What is the goal of this period which begins in Elul and ends on Simchas Torah? The answer, I believe, is that the goal is the Dveikus b'Hashem. It is that we begin a process whereby, as much as it is possible for a human being to do, that we fulfill the mitzvah uvosid bokun, that we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, the Gemara says that the Ribbono Shel'olam is Eish Ochla. How can you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara explains that we cling through HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'davik libeinu b'mitzvosecha. We cling to Him through the Kiyum HaMitzvos. In fact, we begin the process really on Tisha B'Av itself. On Tisha B'Av, we read in the Torah, the Pasuk, Ata Horesol Odas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado. I show you that you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King of the entire universe. There is no other. Ein Od Milvado. We read this on Tisha B'Av, and of course we begin the services, the special service of Simchas Torah, with this very same pasuk. But there is an additional goal beyond simply reaching the level of Dveikus B'Hashem, as important as this goal is, that we must also understand is a goal of the Yomim Tovim. And that goal I will call the Samtem Ba'aron, and this is what I am going to explain. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, we begin to blow the shofar. We blow the shofar each and every day, in some places morning and evening, in order to prepare us for the Yontif that of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Hadin, that we're going to experience. In the famous words of the Rambam, Afal pi shetki ha-shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres ha-kosuv, even though the sounding of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a decree set down by the Torah, remez yeshbo, it contains an allusion as well, klomar, it is if the shofar's call is saying, uru yeshenim mishnaschem, v'nirdomim hekitzu mitridaschem, v'chipsu b'maseichem, v'chazru b'tshuva, v'zichru barachem. Wake up, you sleepy ones, from your sleep, and you who slumber, arise, inspect your deeds, repent, remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elu hashochachim es ha'emes b'havli hazman. those who forget the truth in the vanities of time. V'shogim kol shnosom behevel v'rika shlo yoel v'loyatzil. And throughout the entire year, they devote their energies to vanity and emptiness, which will not benefit or save. Habitu l'nafshoseichem, v'tivu darkeichem v'alaleichem, v'yazov kol echel mikem darko hara u'machshavto asher lo tova. Look to your soul, improve your ways and your deeds, and let every one of you abandon his evil paths and thoughts. The reason that we begin to blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul is found in the Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer, as is explained by the Tur. The Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer says that on Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe alei elai ahara, she'oz olo lekabeluchos achronos. It was on Rosh Chodesh Elul that the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to come to accept the second luchos, ve'aviru shofar b'machaneh, and they blew the shofar at that time. Why is it? Because when Moshe olo lahar, they wanted to make sure that when Moshe went up the mountain, shelo yitu od achar avodas gilulim, that they would not worship avodah zarah, as was the case with the luchos horishonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nis'ala b'yoso shofar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was elevated through the shofar shenema, ola elokim b'sruah. Lochein, therefore, says the Pirkei Rebbe Lezer, hiskinu chazal sheitokim Rosh Chodesh Elul b'chol shona v'shona, that they would blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul throughout every year. V'chol ha'chodesh, the Torah says, v'chol ha'chodesh k'dei lahazir Yisrael sh'yasu shuva. Not only did they blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh, but the Torah says that they began to blow throughout the entire month, so that people would do tshuva, shenema, as is written, in yitoka shofar b'ir, v'hom lo yechrodu. Is it possible for the shofar to be blown and people will not take cognizance of the importance of the shofar and the Yemei Hadin? To be sure, the luchos shnios that Moshe Rabbeinu was to receive on at the end of the 40-day period on Yom HaKippurim were in many respects not like the first luchos. The first luchos were made of precious stones. The second luchos were made of regular stones. The first was written b'yez by Lukim, while the second was written by Moshe. But there is another important difference, and that difference is that which I would like to dwell on, because I think it is most important in terms of our own Avodas Hashem. As opposed to the first Luchos, Hashem commanded Moshe, before he went up the second time, to make an ark to place the Luchos therein. It says, Bo'esahi Omar Hashem Eli, Hashem told me, P'sol Luchos Shnei Luchos Avonim K'rishonim, fashion two stones as the first tablets, come up to me, v'yosiso lecho aronetz. But before you come up, I want you to prepare a wooden ark so that you can write the luchos, you can write on the luchos, and you should place these luchos. And the first luchos, asher shibarta, the first luchos that you broke, I want them both to be put, the samtem ba'oron, that you put them in an ark. And Moshe Rabbeinu then says, v'eifen v'eired min ahor, I went down from the mountain, v'osim es haluchos ba'oron, I put these tablets in that ark, and v'yishom kasher tzivani Hashem, and they remained there as Hashem commanded me. The lesson to be learned from Hashem's instruction to Moshe to build the aron before ascending Har Sinai is the following. It's one thing to attain Torah knowledge. It's another to retain that Torah knowledge. It's one thing to attain spiritual heights. It's another to retain those heights. It's often the case that a person during these days will be very inspired, and as each day in this period passes, he will or she will attain an additional level of Avodas Hashem. So, for example, when a person hears Elul, just the name Elul, Anila Dodi, Vidodi Li, there is an aim of a charada that he has or should have just simply in hearing the name of Elul. And throughout the entire month, Elul has a special significance. Chazal tell us that one cannot compare having to appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei Amlochim, as he sits on his throne of judgment, as opposed to being able to approach the Melech Basoda, as opposed to being able to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Yemei Elul, Kavayachal, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of is in a small village where it's possible for all those villagers to go and just to approach him in an ordinary fashion. So during this month, this is a month which is Mesugal, put aside for tshuva. And then we have Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah should bring a person to tremendous tshuva. The world, I think, sometimes makes a mistake. The fact is that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, a person should daven shachris and mincha, and especially mincha, as intensely as he prays at Nila. And the reason for this is that the judgment of the year takes place on what a person has done during this year. And therefore, up till the final moment of the year, everything is inscribed. So that if Erev Rosh Hashanah, a person with intensity does tshuva, then there's no reason that he has to ask that his trial should be revisited, and that the judgment that he received should be changed or should be changed in his favor. What we want to do is we want to win the din itself, and this calls for us to do complete tshuva before the year is over. So a person who goes through the Erev Rosh Hashanah with the proper intent certainly has reached a tremendously high level. And then when he approaches Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is not so much a Yemei Adin. It's more, as is written actually in the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, that it's a day of Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim. It's a day in which we reincarnate HaKadosh Baruch Hu Britzoneinu with full will. And then, of course, comes the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where a person goes one level after another to be Lifnei Hashem, to come to the point where he is on the highest level and he can approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level. And then one after Yom Kippur moves on to not worship Hashem through Emor V'Fachad, through fear and trembling, but to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha and with love. And therefore, by the time one reaches Simchas Torah, there is no question that he has reached a tremendously high level. And what is the culmination of Simchas Torah? The culmination of Simchas Torah is the reading of Parshas Bereishis. And what does it mean to read the Parsha of Bereishis? It means that we have reached the level through our Avodas Hashem, that we have come to the point that we have reversed the chait of Adam HaRishon, and we now are at the level of Adam HaRishon as he should have entered Gan Eden. This is the avoda that we go through during this period, starting with Rosh Chodesh Elul and culminating with Simchas Torah. Yet, as important as this avoda is, what we must realize is that there is an important step. And that step is, even before we begin the process itself, we have to make sure that each of the gains that we make during the process, we retain. All too often it's the case, and probably all of us have this experience, that when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, we do tshuva throughout the day, and our prayers are more fervent and heartfelt. And yet, when it comes Motzei Yom HaKippurim, all of a sudden we feel the judgment is over, we can loosen up. And sometimes by the time Cheshvan comes around, all of the gains that we've made in Avodas Hashem during this period are forgotten. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, before I give you the second luchos, I want to tell you one thing, that it has to be v'samtem ba'aron. You have to prepare an aron, you have to prepare an ark, in which you will be able to place these luchos. To us, this means that after going through this very important period, this has to become, all of the goals that we have made have to become the foundation upon which we now begin the new period. It's not that each year should be viewed as a circle, as a cycle on one plane, so that all we are doing is just starting afresh each year, but we haven't moved up. Our life really has to resemble that of a spiral, which means that whatever gains we have made, we must keep, and then as we move on, we have to go midarga ledarga from one level to another. The Rabbeinu Shalom should help us that we, number one, reach elevated levels in Avodas Hashem, and two, the Rabbeinu Shalom should help us, and we have to help ourselves, of course, that we'll be able to retain these gains and build thereof. I wish everybody ksiva v'chasima tova.